Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here to tell us about a versatile crop we can find growing in the Rio Grande Valley.
Well, we've probably all used aloe vera at some point in our life. It's something most likely we've reached for when we've had too much sun. Most often, aloe vera is known as the medicine plant or as a burn plant that's a favorite natural skin remedy. We have about 1,000 acres of aloe vera growing throughout the Rio Grande Valley. It is one of many diverse products that's grown by hardworking men and women who really make Texas agriculture what it is today.
Now, I know it's a very versatile plant.
It can be used in everything from beverages to cosmetics and herbal products to fabric. I learned some things about the plant myself, Tony. You can find aloe vera growing in small plantings up to larger commercial operations with 200 acres or more. I usually remember seeing it growing in a pot plant in our home and making it available when someone did get a burn. When it's harvested, though, in these commercial areas, 3 to 5 leaves are picked at a time. This usually happens every 6 to 8 weeks. Aloe plants can last 4 to 7 years.
Now, we most often think about it when we get a sunburn.
Well, we do. The medicinal qualities of aloe vera have made it known as the burn plant. Its soothing plant juice can be found in gel or concentrate, as the gel inside the leaves is a common ingredient in skin care products.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Ag Commissioner Todd Staples. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.